Social Needle Podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy and sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll bill. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Bob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Best of 2021. And here we are with a look back at the amazing year that we just had. It was 2021 here on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. And here with a man who had an incredible 2021. It is Akiva Whitaker. Akiva, how are you?
Did I have an incredible 2021?
I don't know. You tell me.
I had a good one. I don't know if like... We opened this show last year, and I was talking about how I had said 2019 was the worst year of my life.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I don't remember what was so bad. Do you remember? I mean,
what was so bad about 2019? Was that the year you like fell down and like broke your leg also?
I broke my leg. I kind of think. Yeah, I think like the company I was working for, so like my job kind of collapsed, and then I don't know. I don't remember what else was so bad.
Yeah.
I had like freedom of movement. My kids weren't legally mandated to be trapped
thing.
In.
Yeah.
Except for the leg thing, but I didn't want to go anywhere. But my kids were allowed to leave the house, which, you know, in 2020, they mostly weren't. And then 2021, they sort of were, but now they're not again. Somehow they're both in mandatory quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, 2021, I had a good year. Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we are here to look back at the year that was. We have a collection of clips submitted to us by the listeners of Rob as a Podcast, some of the most dedicated podcast listeners around who we found this week often stand when listening to this podcast, Akiva.
Yeah, I lost that argument. I said most of our listeners are sitting. Mm-hmm. Maybe the sitters are a little lazier. They didn't like message in.
They didn't want to let us know.
The standards were loud and proud. They let us know this week that they stand well.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that podcast listeners are movers. Like I got your point about like they are commuters, but I'm not sure how many people are commuting right now.
I guess not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, Akiva, we're going to go through clips from the year that was. We'll get you set up for all of the different clips. Sorry if your favorites did not make the cut.
You got to vote harder next time. You got to show up early and vote often, I think is what they say.
Let us know. Akiva, is there a better way for us to collect the best moments of the year? Should that be like a one thread on the RNAP subreddit? Best of the year.
I think like a sticky. If somebody could make a sticky on the subreddit and just put the best of the year.
Best of 2022.
But also or if you want, you could just submit to the form, the mailbag form, best of 2022 with mm-hmm. like a time. And then I'll just search that.
Okay.
December 2022.
Yeah. I think that what the best place to do is just to have like one place where people could just all year long and people are good about it like
sticky.
January, February, and then they forget about it by like, by mm-hmm. the time it starts to get springtime, people forget about that. But what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Akiva, how's your week been?
My week is going very well. I'm not a New Year's person. It really just doesn't do anything for mm-hmm. me. I'm not against it. I'm not for it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know, like some people are like, oh, it's New Year's. I got to stop working. Like I'm grinding. I'm still mm-hmm. going ahead, doing a million podcasts today, doing interviews, like getting, I'm an active guy. And, do you have any New Year's take?
No, I mean, that New Year's is not for grownups. It's for like young people.
New Year's is not for grownups.
Yeah, okay. It's for people, single people.
New Year's is for babies, guys.
Single and childless people.
Rob famously says, single people are not grownups. That's one of your takes for the hot takeoff.
That single people that are grownups, I specified it, childless people, is for New Year's. Yeah, I mean, it's a mm-hmm. night where you're supposed to drink and party mm-hmm. and like, these are all things.
So we're old fuddy duddies. We can't do stuff like that.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
I mean, especially this year.
We're too old to drink.
Right. What are you going to do? So I had some good New Year's from back in the day, but I probably won't have like one good New Year's the rest of my life.
That's depressing. Like your New Year's are done.
hey, look, I'll take the W's the rest of the days of the year.
Mm-hmm. So you think you're going to crush 364 days a year. You just don't think you're going to have any.
I'm going to try.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, New Year's Eve, you know, I'll leave that to the fun people.
That's not us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're not a fun person, buckle up. We got a lot of clips to play.
Yeah, we got a lot of podcasts for you here tonight. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go through all of that. Akiva, I got some feedback this week from the last episode of the podcast.
Okay.
From one of our listeners, Elisa, said that you butchered her mailbag pitch.
What was it?
About she wanted us to pick a K-pop group to stan.
And what did I say?
I did not that.
I think I said I basically said that. I maybe made it more broad of like, we'll just learn about K-pop and then we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we could definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not with Elisa, who's bullying me.
you wouldn't want to have a K-pop group that we would be standing?
Well, I could. I'd be fine with it. I mean, some people say, like, I don't know anything about music, so maybe I'm not the right guy for mm-hmm. the podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe do with Chappelle. I don't
yeah,
know.
Also, yeah, Chappelle said that the new mailbag theme song is trash.
Uh-huh.
He did not like that.
I've never said I'm a music expert. I just said I like listening to music, and I listen to a lot of different music every week, a lot of new music.
Mm-hmm.
I never said, like, I know anything about music. I don't know what a note is or a bridge or a hook or a mm-hmm. ladder. Like, I don't know any of that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about this? Yeah. Okay. So this is a good segue to the first clip. Okay. So let's go back to a debate that we had earlier in 2021, because I think that finding a K-pop group to stan would be a tournament. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that would be bracket season.
Okay. So this was a clip of you and I going back and forth about can we do a bracket when we aren't in bracket season. This comes from the actual top 10 Renat moments of 2020 episode of the podcast. Okay. So this is a best of clip from last year's best of show.
Oh my God. Wait, so do you think this year's best of is going to make it into next year's best of?
Possibly? I don't know. Let's see what you bring. Maybe it's going to be.
I didn't realize this. I was honestly really going to, like, sort of, you know, sleepwalk through this one because I didn't think it was, I don't think it was eligible. Like, next week when we're trying to get back into the, you know, top tens, last year we did a top 10. We should have, this is going to be more than 10, but it's going to be in order of chronological order.
Okay.
I now that I know that this episode is eligible for the best of 2022, because although we're recording in 2021, I don't think it's going to drop until
mm-hmm.
probably the first or the second or whatever. Now, like no one will work harder on this podcast than me. No one will bring any more energy or jokes. Like, I am giving you the Tim Tebow speech. I'm here to make it onto next year's top 10.
Well, let's find out. What does history and the listeners say about should there be brackets when it's not bracket season, from January 7th, 2021?
Okay, there you have it. One hit wonder bracket. Only a couple months away from our next bracket.
Brackets. I think we got it. Multiple we got a couple brackets. Schedules.
Oh my God.
We have the three name, the best three name person of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And we said on last week's episode, we want another crack at the TV theme song bracket.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Space them out. That's fine.
Okay. Well, listen, the wheel decides. I don't decide we get spaced out.
Yeah.
Talk to the wheel.
All right. Well, we don't even have the three person bracket on the wheel right now.
No, why don't it's not bracket season yet? Well, we got to wait for March 1st.
Well, the problem with the bracket season is we do all the brackets in March and then we're sick. And it's like, well, I don't want to do another bracket. But if we did one in January and one in March, it would be better.
I think you don't even get the idea of bracket season. It's like the NCAA tournament would be great if they did the round of 64 in March and then they save like the Sweet 16 for the summer because there's no basketball going on. Just not possible because it's not bracket season in July.
Mm-hmm. It's not continuing bracket. It's not like we're going to put a pin in, like, okay, we did some of this one and we'll pick it up in a couple of months.
I think, I mean, you want to, we could put them on now, but I think March is for brackets. Mm-hmm. That's what I've always thought.
It's like you eat a turkey on Thanksgiving, but you could also eat a turkey, you know, a month earlier.
Yeah, except people don't like turkey a month earlier. It's not the same. Like,
it's fine.
Are you? Turkey is at best meh. If you told me you were carving a giant turkey tonight for dinner in early January, I think you were crazy.
Yeah. But it would be better to have a turkey in January than to have a turkey a week before Thanksgiving and another turkey the week after Thanksgiving.
I sort of disagree. I think I'd rather have two turkeys that week.
It's turkey season.
It's turkey season. And then it's not. We do that with jelly donuts for Hanukkah. Like, there are...
It's not pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah, well, that's... You're winning me the argument. Pumpkin spice lattes for October, like... Would you have eggnog, like one cup of eggnog, December 24th?
I wouldn't have any cups of eggnog.
Okay, but hypothetically, if you were an eggnog guy, mm-hmm. you're not an eggnog guy. Mm-hmm. Would you have one in December and then another one like April 12th?
I guess I'm coming down on if it's worth having, you'd have it all year round.
I would do a bracket every week, but you know, I think people would get bracketed out.
You're saying that you won't.
I think it's best to leave like the primary brackets. I don't think two brackets.
How about this?
Are too many for March.
Why don't we come up with some different format for three name? So it's not a bracket.
You know, we did that with King of the Mats, and I think it just doesn't work as well as a bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I think brackets are better than that King of the Hill format. If we could think of another format, I'm all ears.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can get any of our, you know, idea workshoppers out there thinking about this on the Reddit.
Just two brackets in March?
But it's very hard to time it with the wheel.
Okay. But listen, if it falls into April, I'm fine. But I think it's too early to... Mm-hmm. It's like Christmas creep. Like, you're going to put up your Christmas tree August 12th?
Bracket creep. Yeah.
Bracket creep. Like, I don't even think we could talk about brackets till February.
I don't think you know when people put up Christmas trees.
I have no idea.
And I would sign up for putting my tree up on the 12th right now.
August 12th?
you said August 12th. I think it's on the 12th.
That's Christmas creep. That's Christmas.
Yeah, that would be very, very creepy.
I would be very bad. I mean, obviously, my wife would put up the tree with no help from me, but mm-hmm. I would be very bad at that aspect of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. No, it's terrible. Okay. Yeah, and past me, I could not agree with you more. The Christmas tree stuff, I'm so happy to be putting it all away. Akiva, that I think we could have a bracket. What if we did one bracket outside of bracket season? What about, it's like, oh, it's bracket season in September.
We do a whole month, or we get one bracket
one
during
bracket,
the year?
One bracket okay, during fine. The year.
We got to use it sparingly, though.
Okay, yeah. Can we do that for 2022?
That is our resolution on this podcast. Our podcast resolution, one bracket outside.
Okay.
Bracket.
And are we considering Robin Akiva get a K-pop group to stan as being in the mix for March?
Yeah, we're considering it. Yes. Well, we'll put together a whole bunch of brackets at some point in the next few weeks.
I mean, in March, should we just have a wheel of brackets?
I think we're going to have a wheel of brackets here because we have like five ideas out there.
Okay. All right. Akiva, let's mm-hmm. then go to another clip from the year that went by. Akiva, do you remember when we watched Gen Z TV shows?
How could I forget?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We watched three different Gen Z TV shows. Was that when we watched iCarly?
I think so. Did we watch iCarly?
Yes.
Phineas and Ferb.
Yes. And then and Ned's then, Survival Rules for High School Guide. Yeah.
Survival Rules for High School Guide with Third Wheel Zach.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I put on iCarly for my kids this week. My kids mm-hmm. have gone through Full House, back to Fuller House. They're just like now going back again through the lineup on Fuller House. I said, let's try another show. Here, this girl's like a YouTuber.
And do they like it? Does it hold up?
Yeah, they seem to like it. They seem to be interested in the iCarly. But that is actually not what we're going to talk about. Perry the Platypus. Do you remember that guy? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perry the Platypus. He speaks like this, right?
I guess so. A big mm-hmm. part of Phineas and Ferb, even though he is neither the titular Phineas nor the uh-huh. Ferb.
So you're saying Perry the Platypus is not Phineas and he's not Ferb?
Yes, yes. But okay. It is a big part of the show. And I was not happy about that. This is from February 13th, 2021. So I feel like that the two parts of the show, there's Phineas and Ferb and there is Perry the Platypus.
Jason, there was one part of the show that I liked considerably more than the other. Could you guess which part I enjoyed and which part I did not care for?
I think you would have liked. I think you would have liked the Perry the Platypus stuff more.
Akiva, what do you think?
No, of course not. He likes the regular part of the show, but the Perry the Platypus is a little too wacky. I get why people probably love it, but I think it probably takes time to get into.
I hate the platypus. Get it? Who cares about the platypus?
Everyone cares about the platypus.
No!
Dr. Doofenshmirtz?
He's terrible.
Rob, you're not feeling Dr.
Yeah,
who cares?
Dr. Doofenshmirtz?
I'm here for, I'm like, wait, hold on. Is the platypus Phineas or Ferb? Oh, wait, he's neither? Why are we spending half the show with the damn platypus?
11 minutes every episode, and half of them we're not seeing Phineas or Ferb. Yeah. By the way, Step Brothers.
No, it doesn't,
it doesn't even talk.
Step Brothers who live together.
Yeah. The Perry the Platypus would not be a great podcaster.
I did Perry the Platypus impersonation, but I was, I think, in hindsight, impersonating Dr. Doofenshmirtz, who that's why he calls Perry the Platypus. He's the one with the accent, right?
Of course. Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Obviously.
My kids got into it. After we watched Phineas and Ferb
clip with us. Yes.
Yeah. They watched it, but I think they're over. You know what I put on for them this week that they really liked?
What's that?
Honestly, almost every 90s movie is a hit with my kids.
Yes.
I think your kids do. I think there's a lot of slapstick.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really make like the mid-level, like non like crazy IP movies anymore like this. But the movie Beethoven with the
Beethoven.
Dog.
Beethoven. Okay. Yeah.
I heard riotous laughter, like so loud from the room they were watching it.
Yeah.
From my kids, my older girls, my wife, like, It was a madhouse. I didn't watch one second of it, but it was a madhouse in there. They like Beethoven.
I put on Jingle All the Way recently.
Ah, yeah. With Arnold.
Yes, and Sinbad. That was a big hit also.
What about Tim Allen's Santa Claus?
I'm sure they watched it, but I did not sit through it. You know, Phil Hartman, RIP, kind of a scumbag in the Jingle All the Way.
Ah, I didn't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that was weird for Phil Hartman to be in the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger after all the years of doing Hans and Franz?
That was probably very strange. Maybe that's how they got put together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we had, speaking of weird people being together, Steven Fishback made an appearance on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast in 2021. Always a thrill when Steven Fishback joins us here. It seems to always be for game shows. Somehow we got him to agree to be on the Match Game.
Yes. I think it was still probably like pretty peak quarantine. He was probably stuck in his house, nothing to do.
February 27th.
Yeah. To be fair, he always says yes when we come on. He's a good sport.
It's a good sport. Okay. We played the Match Game. We came up with some Renap-centric questions. Shout out to Sarah Carradine and Dan Sinensky, who helped me write up those questions for the Match Game. And so we had a question about one of our other friends, Dr. Mike here. This clip made the best of RHAP countdown, Akiva.
Wow.
Wasn't so much a countdown, but you know what I mean. Special.
You should count them down. Make it more competitive. Like if you want, like,
well, we did
like
for
Jessica Lee. Like,
we
you want to be number one next
year? We counted down the clips. We could have done that here.
Imagine on all RHAP, you had like 100 best clips of the year, the 50 best clips of the year.
It'd be sort of like a weekend of like, it's the 100 best clips from RHAP for 2021.
But think about how competitive that would be. Right. Everyone would have to up their game. Next year.
All right, Sam Moore, make a note of, we'll do a countdown for the, maybe top 50.
Rob will be Casey Kasem.
Yeah, we'll count down all the best moments from 2022. All right, in the meantime, let's listen to the Match Game from February 27th, 2021. Steven, a question for you. All right. Dr. Mike. Your favorite.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Was so
I'm already
excited.
Nervous.
Yeah. Whatever it is, you got it.
Exactly.
Dr. Mike was so excited to hear about Robin Akiva's new podcast because he thought RENAP stood for Robin Akiva Need a Blank.
Wow.
Excited to hear about Robin Akiva's new podcast because he thought RENAP stood for Robin Akiva Need a Blank.
When did you record this, Rob? A little behind the scenes.
Earlier today, I did a couple different versions. Okay. One, I was whistling.
So there was too much like a wind on the microphone. Tough to do.
Yeah, we haven't heard a mouth trumpet in a while. We got away from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did a couple different versions. I did one that was sort of like more of like a Seinfeld theme song. Like a lot more popping to it. All right, Stephen. Dr. Mike was so excited about Robin Akiva's new podcast because he thought Robin Akiva, or he thought RENAP stood for Robin Akiva Need a Blank.
So when I accepted this invitation, mm-hmm. I made the conscious choice. I'm not going to go blue, you know, nothing raunchy, mm-hmm. you know, trying to be, you know, a family presence now that I'm a mm-hmm. father of a small
America's
child.
Dad, yeah.
Yeah, but but with a Dr. Mike question, you know, there's no choice but to do something in the genital region since Dr. Mike is mm-hmm. a urologist. I didn't think need a penis was necessarily totally there. So I said, need a penis surgery. I need a penis surgery. I was thinking penis enlargement, but I don't know if like if Mike does the penis enlargements. Sometimes kind of penile surgery.
Penile surgery. Okay.
Yeah.
So that we're going very specific.
Is that more specific than like need a penis? I mean, you wouldn't like need a penis, right? Like that would be very strange. And like, would you go to Mike for like needing
a penis? I think anything in the range would give Stephen the points for.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what the panel says.
Then you should not say surgery, I think, if you don't.
All right. We'll do penis. Okay. We got to do penis.
Okay.
Stephen, I feel like could not have been clearer.
I'm trying to be as not blue as possible. Trying to keep it medical.
Is penis surgery less blue than penis?
It's a medical procedure. No, it's not just...
You're not giving the medical term.
The surgery makes it medical. The surgery makes it medical.
All right, I'm going to say penis.
He's a father now. His daughter will see this one day. When you're winning, okay? Not when you're losing. So
Robin Akiva need a penis.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Booyah.
I've heard Booyah. That.
Yeah. Dr. Mike was so excited to hear about Robin Akiva's new podcast. The Robin Akiva need a blank.
No matter what's on this piece of paper, I'm going to need some parodies for Robin Akiva need a penis next week. That being said, I did say penis. I just said penis as well.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Yes.
We get a match. It's a match.
A point for Steven. Okay, Jenny.
So, as you know, I am one of, if not the biggest Dr. Mike stan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how much my heart needed Stephen saying the word penis so many times in one sentence.
Penis surgery.
Delightful. Yeah. So great. My interpretation is I think that maybe Dr. Mike felt like it was like two P's combined mm-hmm. into one, and I went for penis pump.
Not the same. Okay.
Penis enlargement would have worked though if Steven had gone for that one. We could have gotten it.
All right. Maggie. Dr. Mike thought RENAP stood for Robin Akiva need a blank. Rob. Yes.
This is not good. I'm not proud of what I've done over here. All right. I'm not
okay,
proud.
Not proud.
I took this to me in because you know, I was sort of also like Steven, like they are men. They have that. Why would they need a penis? And I know that you both have beautiful wives.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to show you what I did. And you can take okay. with it what you will. I'm not proud. All right? I'm not proud.
That actually is probably where Dr. Mike would have gone. I feel like if we had Dr. Mike, that's what he would have done.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. We're all in we need some activity. I'm just going to stop talking.
Beautiful artwork for the podcast only people. Please check it out. She did a great job.
You know, Akiva, the match mm-hmm. game was one of the most popular episodes that we did, but I don't think there's ever been a clamoring for match game 2.
I think we should do it.
Think we should do it? I wonder if we could avoid sort of like the curse of the sequel with a match game.
All right, let's do it. Can we put something on the wheel during the best of?
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to put the match game. The first one was so good. It's almost like I don't want to go back to it. I don't want to touch it.
I think we go back. I don't think it soils like the first episodes. It makes you appreciate them more if they're clunk.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'd consider it. We got to change match game to you can't just use a phallus for every single answer.
True. Okay. Yeah. We'll make stricter rules. That's a good call.
Okay.
Well, you were the host, right? So
yeah. Well, you're in charge. So we have to like make some like rule updates to the gameplay for match game two. All right.
All right.
We talked about our bracket season and back in March of 2021, you and I wanted to find the biggest Stan bracket that we were looking for the people that Stan things the hardest. We met the world's biggest ranch Stan in Touchdown Tommy. We had Stans from all different walks of life, including Greg, the pinball Stan. We met at the time, the woman who claimed to be the world's biggest Rob Sesternino Stan, Christina, that Akiva kicked out of the bracket. Felt like not big enough.
Didn't buy it at the time.
Didn't buy it.
You know what would have been a good bit for that podcast in hindsight?
What?
We had found like a 7'3 dude named Stan and like put him in as the world's biggest Stan.
All right. Well, if we have any tall Stans that are out there.
For the sequel. For the Stan sequel.
For the sequel. All right. Here is some classic Akiva coming up here in this clip from the Stan bracket on March 6th, 2021.
Can I suggest something? This might be too chaotic. I really like Sarah. I really like Anna. I don't know if I'm convinced that they're the biggest Lord of the Rings and the biggest SCOM fan on earth.
Yes.
What if we put Christina back in the tournament?
No, this is what you do. You love chaos. We had Christina and Greg. Greg was leaving. You're like, no. Get Christina out of here. Like, okay, we got a real person. Greg's leaving.
At the time, it was the right decision.
Yeah. And now, what do you want to do? You want to kick them both out and bring Christina back in?
Kick out is such a harsh word.
This is so tough. Let's get rid of both of them and bring back in a person I already kicked out.
I mean, I like Anna. I don't buy that she's the biggest Lord of the Rings fan.
Why? What is this? Among Us, she's sus to you? Is she lying?
I don't want to pronounce a winner to this tournament, and the podcast drops, and within 3 hours, our mentions are like, I guarantee you I know more about Ranch than Touchdown Tommy. I don't want that to happen.
So you're saying Greg should win because you don't think anybody is gonna drag us and say I know more about pinball than Greg?
I didn't say that. I just think that it's easier. That's less likely.
Kelly, doesn't that sound like what Akiva's saying?
No,
a little bit.
I'm saying the opposite.
Akiva, I will prove my stand-up if you want me to prove my stand-up.
Okay. What do you got, Anna?
I named my children after Lord of the Rings for Pete's sake.
What are you
going to
do in the semifinals,
people?
Anna? What are we going to do in the semifinal?
Poor Anna, the Lord of the Rings stan that you wanted to kick her out on the spot, Akiva.
Yeah. There's lots of Lord of the Rings fans.
Okay. All right. Did they name their kids after them?
Probably some of them did.
Probably some of them.
In the meantime, what happened to the Rob stan? Christina? We haven't heard from her recently.
Well, I mean, we haven't heard from her recently, but I mean, do we hear from a lot of the listeners all the time?
I think the ones who are probably like, the ones who are probably like our biggest fans, we probably hear from every week. Like, hey, great episode. Just want to let you know.
Akiva, we heard from her when we did the actual biggest Rob Sesternino fan tournament.
Since then,
if you recall, she had a lot going on, Akiva.
I don't recall, honestly.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a busy year.
Shout out to Kelly White, who helped us with the Stan tournament. We will hear more from her in just a little bit. Akiva, do you remember when we did the Price is Right?
Yes, I do remember The Price is Right.
So we actually have a
very fun
clip that comes to us actually from the mailbag of that episode. There was a time, and this was, I posted on the subreddit, do you have any favorite moments? And this was on the subreddit. People were asking for this moment in particular. Do you remember when I got a written mailbag submission at my former P.O. box?
That was wild.
Yes. I believe this came to us from somebody named Evie. Here is a mailbag suggestion that came in via the U.S. Postal Service from March 13th, 2021, from episode 124, The Price is Right. The handwritten note, I have not read it yet, okay? This is from one of our listeners. That is a person named Evie. This is very short note. Robin Akiva beat up a listener.
What?
Robin Akiva break into my apartment and stomp on my head. This is a great idea. What is this, a serial killer writing to me?
I can't believe. I hope that's a P.O. box, not your home address.
It was a P.O. box. And then somebody said that. I didn't read it until I'm like, oh, this is going to be gold because somebody wrote a handwritten letter.
Well, someone check on Evie, please.
Yeah.
Robin Akiva beat up a listener. What?
Who are we beating up?
What is going on?
What condition is this person in?
Evie, maybe this was like this letter also might have been waiting in your mail P.O. box for like months, probably, right?
Yeah.
Like the
shut down the P.O. box.
Yeah.
Don't send this in. Email only now.
That's wild.
You like that?
Isabel, what do you think? What should we even do with that?
I don't know. I'm scared for Evie. I'm scared for you guys. So.
But it's weird. It's not weird. Like a threat like, hey, I'm coming to your house to beat you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, will Robin Akiva come and beat me up?
Put that on the NFT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Shout out to Isabel Bourgeois, who joined us for the mailbag of that episode. One of the big winners from The Price is Right. Akiva, we never did put it on the wheel. Robin Akiva beat up the listener.
No, it's waiting for when the listeners least expect that we're going to put it on the wheel and then beat the hell out of one of them.
All right. Another tournament. Maybe, you know, March was very strong. I mean, this is now another tournament from March. TV theme song bracket 2. Got a lot of negative feedback from TV theme song bracket 2.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you go back to the well and maybe you shouldn't have gone back.
Yeah. Some people did not like it, that their favorite songs did not advance as far as they should have. One thing that we did not really get any negative feedback about was when we talked about Three's Company, the theme to Three's Company. You and I did a season 3, episode 7 episode of Three's Company back. It might have been 2 years ago, but we talked about the Three's Company theme song with Alexander Chester and Chappelle back on TV theme song bracket 2, March 21st, 2021. Chappelle, are you a Furley guy or a Roper's guy?
I was about to say, I thought we talked about this last time, right? When you guys did when y'all did season 3, episode 7, you got really into the weeds on, you know, like where you stand in this.
Yeah, it was in the census.
Yeah, I don't think I filled out the census.
But that's why I'm asking you now.
Yeah, like I haven't seen Three's Company since way before y'all did that episode on Red App, so I don't know. I'm sure. Whatever.
Would they call it now Thruples Company?
Well, you know, that would probably be a better television show. I'd probably
watch just that. Thruples as a name is a good name for a show, honestly.
Yeah. Well, if they make the Thruple show now, Trouble, it's on HBO, and it's very different.
And I'm watching.
There's no lyrics if it's on HBO.
The first 2 to 3 seconds of this have a very like porn vibe, you know.
Yes,
it sets the tone.
Still, I've heard. Yeah,
well, we've heard.
I'm excited for something. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you say,
please don't knock on the door.
We'll be waiting for you.
Put a sock on the door.
now that you mention it, the whole song, honestly, could be setting the tone for something.
Well, it is a very like thirsty show. I honestly had to like
remember. How was this show on like a network in 1977?
Because nothing happened on the show. Robin Akiva talked about this. Mm-hmm. It was all innuendo, but nothing ever.
Mm-hmm. I had to like Google just now while we were listening to it, just to, like remind myself of parts of the show.
How could you forget? What is this? It's a very simple show. Akiva, you forgot how Three's Company worked?
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't remember then, and sadly, I don't really remember now.
I mean, what's to remember? Jack Tripper lives with two women.
Yeah, and the theme song has a porn vibe.
That's it. Okay. That's the end of March. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back still more clips to talk about from the Best of Renap 2021.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Kiva, this could potentially be a big year for the crappy movie diaper, which may get two spots, I believe, in 2022.
I honestly, like, I have fond memories of a lot of these crappy movie diaper episodes.
Now, in fairness, the episode we're talking about right now, Life Size, I believe was not in the crappy movie diaper. I believe it was on the wheel proper.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Yes,
that's true. It got its own spot because of our guests. We don't want to put him in the movie.
Yes, we didn't want to put anything with Bryce into the crappy movie diaper. But Bryce Isaiah joined us to talk about the movie Life Size. The movie starred Lindsay Lohan and Tyra Banks. And Tyra Banks was like a Barbie doll that came to life and became a new mom for Lindsay Lohan. We watched this with Bryce. It was not an easy movie to track down. And often Akiva is able to find links for our guests for these movies. But sometimes these links are not necessarily free of the nefarious pop-up windows. Is that fair to say?
I don't know what you're talking about, but sure.
Okay.
I don't find these links. The Podcasters Guild sends us every movie we want. Sometimes they have pop-ups on.
All right. This is a clip of the difficulties that came along with watching this and other films on May 22nd, 2021, episode 134 of Renap, Life Size with Bryce Isaiah.
And well, I'm excited to be here with Uncle Kiwi, but I also want to just tell my quick story of the mix-up of not only the time zone, but it was an issue finding the link to watch this movie. And so I thought that I was prepared. I got up early this morning and I was like, oh, okay, it's available on Amazon. And I thought like I could stream it through Amazon. And I'm literally like, while you guys are talking, disputing this charge on Amazon, because I literally bought the VHS tape for $9.49 of Life Size. So it's coming my way.
Okay. All right, send the receipt. We'll reimburse you for Life Size VHS. Normally, that our guests complain that Akiva sent them a link and then the link opens up too much porn on their computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Well, so, yeah, Bryce, sometimes it's like an old, a lot of the movies we're watching are not classic, you know, so sometimes they're hard to find. They're not always streaming.
Well, Akiva, as a courtesy, sometimes the movie isn't so great. So then if you can get distracted by the porn,
they put the porn there.
That's why those pop-up ads.
Yeah, it's like the sort of like you could watch it like out of your peripheral vision. We're doing you a favor.
And I will say behind the scenes, I usually send like, hey, you have a link, right? And if not, send the link. But I just fell down on my duties this week and did not make sure Bryce had the link.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pro tip of if you're trying to watch something, it's kind of boring. Just like also like if you have a second screen experience, put some pornography on and the time flies by. You're sort of like, oh, I can't believe that movie is over already.
Now we know why Uncle Kiwi be sending the links. We know why now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He gets you all set up. Just make sure you have a good antivirus on your computer. That's the one thing that we recommend. Akiva, it was a RENAP milestone to get to the summer of 2021. And we got back together with Will from America to record the song of the summer 2021.
Yeah, really one of our favorites of the year, always. We love doing the song of the summer. We love having Will on. And he kills it every time.
He kills it every time. Will from America did a really great job. And I think that he really like captured the moment. The only thing is, I feel like that the song, which was a summer banger, a bop that was really to the tune of Light and Free. We did it. We beat COVID. Time to go out and party. I don't know if it aged particularly well.
It was our mission accomplished banner, George W. Bush on the boat.
It was June 12th.
We beat COVID.
It was June 12th. Things were looking good.
COVID was in a body bag. We were sending it to the morgue.
Yeah. It was like Delta Schmelta. Well, let's go. Let's get out there and let's party. Okay. Probably like at the absolute like nadir of COVID cases. Yeah.
What rhymes with the pandemic is over, baby?
So we were feeling good. It did look good. The thing, don't ever bet against COVID. Yeah, I did once and I actually lost the bet, but I feel like that I should,
that's true. And then there was another bad bet.
You bet against COVID. I bet on COVID, but lost that time.
Yeah. You bet on COVID.
Alexander Hamilton. I still think if they have to close down, that we should have
if the play ever closes down, you win the bet is your opinion.
But if it's closed down because of COVID, I think so.
But the bet was like, when will it reopen?
I think it should be called off. I think it's like, okay, this is like.
Imagine if you like email DraftKings or FanDuel or whoever wants to sponsor us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, at the time I won the bet, but in hindsight,
that's what you're being like. Hey, no. I was ahead of the bet on this day. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the final results
are. When the bet ended, I was ahead, but now it doesn't look good.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look back at the masterpiece that Will from America did. This is Strawberry Pink Lemonade coming from the Will from America. Is that the name of the song? Was it Raspberry Pink Lemonade?
Raspberry Pink Lemonade.
Raspberry
Song of the Summer 2.
Song of the Summer 2 from A Will from America back from June 12th, 2021.
Raspberry pink lemonade, I can taste it. No more Zoom unless we're on
Yes.
Amazing.
Will, incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
Incredi-Will. Yes. He should rebrand. That should be his music name. Incredi-Will.
Incredi-Will.
I mean, that's what it's going to be, the summer of Raspberry Pink Lemonade.
Exactly. I mean, we're really bringing it into the forefront of the cultural drink conversation.
Yeah. Akiva.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's obviously it's a hit. It's going to be a huge a smash at the summer. I do think naming it like this will now obviously become the song of the summer 2021. I think we've called our shot and we'll hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Great SEO.
Great SEO.
Yes.
Yes.
And yeah, I think that people who are looking for an anthem, this is it.
Now, yeah, we didn't go that heavy on the fornication, but
you think we could have gone heavier?
I think my wife did a double take when I said that.
nice. Yeah. You were talking to us, right?
Yeah, I was talking to them.
Yeah.
It's a song for the kids. It's a song for families. So I think it was the right move to not go in that direction, because we're pushing it in some, you know, more adult directions. I think Will found a bright, that song tastes like Raspberry Pink Lemonade. You know, it feels like it.
Akiva, remember when we were vaxxed, waxed, and ready to relax?
Well, people hate when we say that.
They do?
Kirsten always says we sound like boomers if we say that.
Okay, why? We're not supposed to wax? I mean, to be fair, full disclosure.
Maybe she's upset with the vaxing part. I'm not sure.
Either of us were ever waxed. But frankly, I can't recall being too relaxed. I feel like I could probably only satisfy one of the three.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
We need a relaxing booster, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but to make up for it, I am triple vaxxed. So I guess that's, I guess I'm really just vaxxed, vaxxed, and vaxxed.
Fair enough.
Okay. All right. Akiva. So Kirsten may object to us using that particular phrase, but it was back during the Renap wedding of Kelly White that you objected to something else. Or you wouldn't have objected to something else.
They should really study that transition in the museum of TV and film and podcasts.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you. Akiva, could you set up what you were going through on the day of Kelly and Colin's wedding?
Yeah, so it was late June. We were in the peak of the summer. It was a fast day. It was a Jewish fast day. I was fasting. And the fast ended at like
8:02.
Yes. The fast ended like 8:02 p.m., but the podcast started at like 8:02 p.m. So I was not able to eat before, let's say the podcast started at 7:30 and the fast ended at 8. So I was not able to eat before getting on the air. And some people object to podcasters eating while podcasting.
Yeah. We're also somebody on video. Named Marta. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're also on video. So normally, like, maybe you could sneak it once in a while. Not that I have ever done that, but like, I was on video in a suit. Couldn't really sneak it. Can't eat in a suit. That's famous. And so I was just starving the whole time. And while the wedding was wonderful, one of my favorite episodes of the year, I get very hangry. That's why I would never last past like day two on Sherlock Survivor. I was getting very hangry. There was no food in sight. I realized I really misplayed the whole thing and I was starving while, true love was happening in the background.
Let's go to my beautiful service from the Renap wedding on June 27th, 2021. If anyone has cause to object to the forming of this union, please speak now or forever. Hold your peace. Is that feedback?
That would have been wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was just. Yeah, imagine if, like,
you don't think that was a sign, right?
I don't think it was a sign. I wonder if you're good. Though.
I'm good.
Okay.
You object to this wedding, Mayor? No, she doesn't care.
Okay.
I wouldn't object to some dinner.
Welcome to Akiva's divorce.
Zing.
There are few greater joys in life than finding someone with which we truly click. Did Akiva fall off the chair? You okay?
He had to fall out of his chair for that.
His own joke killed him.
I think I like lost consciousness there for a second. Listen, I haven't eaten in like 30 hours and I'm wearing a suit. It's hot.
I will share a short reading about soulmates from the author Richard Bach. Akiva, there were three times when you completely lost control on the podcast. Different strokes, Dr. Mike's joke, and your own joke. I wouldn't object to some dinner.
Two out of three were my own jokes. Made me laugh that hard. Yes. It's either it's Dr. Mike or it's me. Really, those are the two constants.
Okay. Well, I guess that the Renap wedding must have been the episode of the year because this is the only thing that we have actually two clips from the same episode.
Wow.
And there's one other thing, but this is two separate things from the same episode. And this comes courtesy of our friend, the Renap bot, who wrote the wedding vows that Kelly and Colin exchanged at their wedding. Here are the Renap bot wedding vows from the Renap wedding episode 137 back on June 27th, 2021.
Okay. Need to make sure I look at her for this.
Very romantic.
Both you in the shot.
Today, surrounded by people who love us, albeit not as much as you would like, and filled with almost wild longing for what we're missing, you do what you always do. You put on the latest episode of Renap. I choose you to be my wife because what else would I be doing? Because you are a professional and know exactly what to do with your time. Plus, you're shorter than most people, so I don't think you'd take long to get used to. Plus, you're definitely hot. I promise to be your voice behind the wheel, be it on a petition idea or whatever else you need to get started. I promise you'll never use the word, I'll never use the word corny in my life. Lol. I promise to be your personal coffee maven. I vow to spend the rest of my time building the cast of Renap and sharing the most interesting and silly happenings that I find while listening.
Wow.
I vow to dedicate myself to the training of my ninja-esque ninja swordsman. I vow to myself I won't ever mention this podcast again.
I believe that.
Or richer or poorer, as long as we aren't violating your privacy.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack.
Is that terms of service at the end?
Yeah, the Renap really went all out. Click there. Accept. Thank you, Dr. Amanda.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't even know how the Renap bot came up with this. All right.
I have no idea, but I just ask, you know, Schiffman and Dr. Manda, and it appears.
Yes, okay.
I just need a minute to get a Kleenex. Hold on.
Yes.
People are saying, Jared, this is beautiful.
Yes.
Someone said Chappelle looks like the next James Bond.
Oh!
That's pretty cool. I famously never seen James Bond. There was a great quote before, I didn't say because my kids were in the room, but Daquan came in, and he said, I just turned on the Zoom, and they're talking about having sex with ghosts. So.
Okay. All right. Wow. By the way, Colin, what are you drinking?
Shout out to Noon. It's a little warm in here, so I'm hydrating before the show. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it looked like some raspberry pink lemonade.
I believe it's actually watermelon, but similar color.
All right, close but no cigar. Okay. Now, Kelly, it's Kelly, not Sherry. Kelly, do you have vows for Colin?
Of course. I hope you're right. I'll grab your hand to be more romantic. Okay. Today, surrounded by people who love us, we hope that a little bit of good can come from this week's madness. I promise to choose you, the most bay-worthy man in the world, in the most embarrassing way possible. I choose you to be my husband, and I promise I'll make sure you have the best week ever.
Oh.
Rob typically responds by smiling and saying, perfect.
Perfect.
I vow to never look at TikTok again. I vow to one day make the back of my hand into a candy can. Sorry,
the back of your hand into a what? A candy can?
A candy can.
Candy can?
I don't know what that is.
I think he meant, I think they meant candy cane. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. That might be something new.
We just made
candy
it up.
Like a can of candy that you put like all your candy on the back of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. Classic thing to put in the vows. I vow to review this feedback regularly and work to improve the overall experience for the listeners.
Oh, that's important.
Thank you.
I promise I will make a fruit salad for every guest.
Wow. You heard it here.
Congratulations.
Doreen, get ready for that fruit salad.
I promise that if we're ever successful, I'll be the one pushing the rebranding button.
Mm-hmm.
That's ideally what you want to do as soon as you become successful.
Yeah, rebrand, baby. That's when we're the lads of Long Island.
I promise to be your best friend and will always be there to cheer you on in sickness and health, for richer or poorer, as long as we agree on one thing. Cats are gross.
Okay.
Sorry, Cam.
So sorry beautiful. To hear that curse thing. Yes.
Okay.
It just hurts. It's fine.
Is that it?
It's okay. We have a cat.
Cats
as well.
Are gross. How could you not end
agree on
that?
One
cats
thing.
Are gross.
Cats are gross.
All right.
Okay. Wow. The Renat bot actually really that, stepped up to the plate.
Oh, yeah. Great job by the Renat bot there.
Okay. We can agree on one thing, Aki. The cats are gross. Do you have strong feelings about cats? You're not a cat guy.
Somebody said my sister got cats.
Your sister got cats.
Somebody's like, yeah, your sister's posting all these cats on Instagram. I think she got cats. I forgot to ask her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know because we're never pet family. We never had a pet other than goldfish like my whole life. I'm not a cat guy.
Yeah.
No, I've never been a cat guy. I'm not anti cats, but like,
did you say they're gross?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course they're gross.
Yeah. The Renat bot really stepped up to the plate and delivered amazing vows.
The Renat bot's best moment.
Finest moment. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Much better than when they came up with like the 12 Days of Christmas with Liana when we did the Star Wars or anything else the Renat bot has ever done. Sorry, Dr. Amanda and Daniel Schiffman, but this was the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a great job by the Renat bot.
Yeah. Okay. Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
One of the highlights of the summer was Space Jam 2 came out. Talk about the curse of the sequel.
Yes. You know, maybe it made us realize like how good the first one was. Like, wow, you know, this is so much worse. Mm-hmm. Maybe the first one, Shannon Gus's favorite movie, was really good. Because yeah, it was truly with time gets worse and worse, honestly. Space Jam 2.
Yeah. And so I guess we did a non-canonical episode. This was when you were dealing hard with the O word. And so did a non-canonical episode of Renap this year where we talked about Space Jam 2, which came out on HBO Max. We talked with a woman who says Space Jam 1 is her favorite film of all time. That would be the chief international survivor correspondent for Robinson Podcast, Shannon Gus, who joined us to talk about the LeBron cinematic universe that was explored back in Space Jam 2 on July 21st, 2021. Meanwhile, LeBron James has a meeting at Warner Brothers Studio run by president of Warner Brothers, Sarah Silverman. And they have like this great new technology that they came up with where it's like, hey, LeBron, we want to work with you because we want to do a deal with you where we put LeBron in every single piece of Warner Brothers IP. And I'm just like, wow, my mind is blown. That is an incredible idea. Like, I don't know why are they not doing this?
Yeah, LeBron of Thrones.
Spoiler alert. They actually are doing that. And it's called this movie. They actually did
also,
do
isn't
it.
That just animation? Like, we're gonna, they made it sound, I think, more futuristic than it was. Like, anyone, that's just would be signing over his identity, I guess.
Right, right. And so, I guess HBO Max is part of Warner Brothers that Akiva, should LeBron have been in everything mentioned in the 32 fans HBO fans draft?
I mean, I'm trying to think what the best was. Like, LeBron as Tony Soprano, like, LeBronny Soprano would be good.
Mm-hmm. LeBron Soprano. Right. I mean, could we get him in Sex and the City?
We could get LeBron, for sure. He could be, do you think LeBron's
Carrie Bradshaw?
Is he a Miranda? Do you think he's a...
He was a Carrie in this movie, I think.
Well, I think that Carrie is sort of the point guard for the team. I mean, who does... I mean, that is LeBron, would you say, does he do more of the scoring? I mean, that would make him a Samantha, no?
Yeah. I think, like, imagine LeBron as, like, an exasperated Larry David in Curb. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Entourage fits right there. Like, that's that. Honestly, Entourage would have been much better.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so LeBron would have been much better with, like, you know, he's still buddies with his old high school friends.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The funny thing is, like, yeah. Oh, so Warner Brothers owns HBO now.
Yes.
But, yeah, like, Warner Brothers is not a, like, beloved, a little bit like Paramount. No offense. Like, not a beloved sort of like corporate identity. Like, I think like the average person on the street, even like a media savvy person, wouldn't off the top of their head be able to name a lot of like Warner Brothers properties, you know?
Hmm. Oh, I learned so much in this.
Yeah.
This was like, I didn't realize you were all commercial. Connected.
This was like a big commercial, like a great explainer for like, here's exactly what we own.
Shen,
a question you never asked.
Shen, yeah. I was actually very surprised that there was no mention of Friends, which I think is one of the biggest Warner Brother IP out there.
LeBron being Friends? Like, yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Who is LeBron in Friends? See, that's an ensemble. It's hard to have a LeBron.
I think he's the Rachel.
Yeah, he's the Rachel. He's like the star. I would agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how would you have done, other than like, you know, paying $1 million to get one of them as like a voice cameo, how would you like dress up the, how would you like animate the Friends to make it clear like, hey, either
I don't even here are the you Friends without them talking. That when you go to the Warner Brothers lot, that they have a whole thing where you sit on the couch at Central Perk and then you just have LeBron sitting in there and
Central Perk.
And maybe you get Gunther. To bring him some
Gunther was on Zoom at the Friends reunion. I don't think you can get him for everything these days. Everyone thinks Gunther's so free for everything. Gunther has stuff going on.
Yeah.
Is the monkey still alive or no?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I was telling Akiva about that. I couldn't believe how much David Schwimmer hated the monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Ross defender and a David Schwimmer defender, but I'm going to have to go with the monkey on this one.
Say, were you Team Ross?
I mean, I'm usually Team Ross in everything, but I guess not against the monkey.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
they should have given LeBron a monkey and that would have made the movie slightly better. It would have been as sensical as some of the other things. So.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't hurt. But you know, don't mess with perfection, Shannon. They nailed it and you know, you don't need anything else here. Akiva, that maybe they could have inserted LeBron into the And Just Like That universe too. Now,
not a bad idea. Not you do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in Trainwreck with Amy Schumer. Mm-hmm. Does Amy Schumer do anything anymore? I'm saying, is she like acting or doing comedy? I haven't heard much from her.
I don't know.
Had a kid.
She did have a baby.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
I just died, but I don't. Yeah, I haven't seen her much in Hollywood.
Not that busy. Too much. Okay. All right, Akiva, we're gonna take one more break. When we come back, I've got four words for you. Two of them are the number three, okay? Three fast, three furious. When we come back here on Renap Best of 2021. Akiva, we made history this summer when we watched 9 Fast and Furious films, not the Hobbs and Shaw that does not part of it. We 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's it. We watch them in 3x. Nobody's ever done this before.
Nobody's ever done it before. I'd say nobody would ever do it again, but we hope to do it again.
We hope to do it again, but I had to say, Akiva, we talked about during that podcast the beef between the Rock and Vin Diesel. Yes. Do you remember this?
Remember well. It's really one of the main things I think about every day.
Yes.
The beef. Like, how can we solve this?
Well,
beef?
Just as of recording today, we're recording this on the December 30th, and I saw on TMZ that there's a article here that is The Rock to Vin Diesel. You're being manipulative, buddy. How many times do I have to tell you I'm done? And we talked about how Vin Diesel made the Instagram post of, hey, Rock, we need you for Fast 10. Come on. Let's do this. And so then The Rock said that he went on CNN to say that Vin Diesel, this was an example of manipulation, said this past June when Vin and I actually connected, not over social media, I told him directly and privately, I would not be returning to the franchise. I was firm yet cordial with my words. And so, I mean, this is like the people that say they don't want to come back on Renap, right? Now, like, I was firm and cordial with Robin Akiva. Mm-hmm. I did not want to do another one. That's it. Stop asking me. You're being manipulative.
Wow.
Yes.
That The Rock said that he would always be supportive of the cast and always root for the franchise to be successful, but there was no chance I would return, and said, I didn't like that he brought up his children in the post, as well as Paul Walker's death. Leave them out of it. We had spoken months ago about this and came to a clear understanding. My goal all along was to end my amazing journey with this incredible Fast and Furious franchise with gratitude and peace. The Rock does not want to come back.
Wait, did he say it like that? Because I love when he speaks.
No, The Rock did not go third person at the end. Okay. That was me.
Because The Rock is the most famous third person, yeah, basically, of all
yes,
time.
Yes, yes. So, yeah. Does The Fast and the Furious need The Rock more than The Rock needs The Fast and the Furious? I think so.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's. I don't think either of them need each other. They both do fine on their own.
You think that they would be fine to do Fast 10 without
100%. Hobbs? Yeah. Yeah, they could do it without Hobbs. They lost Paul Walker. They could lose anybody. They could lose Vin Diesel. They'd be fine.
They'd be fine. They can't lose Vin Diesel.
Yeah, they maybe
remember
not,
Tokyo Drift.
It's true. It wasn't as good. Well, I don't remember it. You saw it.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember hearing about it for a few minutes.
Yeah. All right. So Akiva,
did I watch Tokyo Drift?
I did.
No, you were you did. Even. You did. Yeah. I was I'm even. See your odds. Yeah. It was such a good idea. We gotta go back.
Okay. So
you want to do, how about next time I do the odds, you do the evens.
Go back and rewatch them? No,
I don't actually want to do it.
All right. That we talked about how in the Fast and the Furious movies, things were happening fast and furious as they were going by. Yes, as promised. We got into some discussion about what planes can or cannot do back on August 14th, 2021.
Now, we did predict, if you remember back a couple hours ago.
We were on the money. We had no idea that hacking was going to become such a big part of this movie.
Big part of the rest of the movies. And also, I'd like to, we were talking about how are they going to up the game planes. I was wondering if they upped the game from planes in this movie.
Akiva, let me tell you about Furious 7. Okay. That Furious 7 is the movie that challenges the notion planes can't fly. Oh, really? That's cute.
Planes can fly. Is that a notion?
You think planes can't fly. Oh.
Cars? Cars can fly?
So cars can't fly.
Sorry. It's the seventh one, guys. It's the seventh
take
one.
That again. Take that again. Furious 7 is the movie that challenges the notion that cars can't fly. Mm-hmm. Aha.
I didn't know that. I thought wow. So we're going to have flying cars.
Yeah,
that's
because
why.
Even that the kid,
no jetpacks.
The kid in the beginning of the movie, I forget the kid's name, Jack or John. It's a J name, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That he's cars can't fly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Little did
just
he
wait,
know.
Kid. Just wait. Mm-hmm.
Wait until the end of the movie.
Yeah. Akiva, it must not have been that Fast or Furious for you as you were yawning through my depiction of Fast 7.
Yeah, whoops. We should have edited out that disrespectful yawn.
Yes. Listen,
we were watching 9 movies in a day or a week. I was very tired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually work that hard, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Akiva, do you remember when you and I got trekked with Mike Bloom and Jessica Lease?
I do. I remember watching Star Trek and I remember talking about it, but what's this clip about?
You were trying to prove your point that you are not an artist. You cannot draw. That we got into the subject of drawing a giraffe, that Mike Bloom's mother-in-law was going to draw a giraffe for his son Asher. You attempted your hand at drawing a giraffe and you sent it to the group. This is us reacting to seeing your giraffe drawing from Robin and Keefe Get Trekked, episode 144 from August 28th, 2021.
What was B?
Seal them in.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to ask the captain what to do.
All right. Let's see. Then
I drew a giraffe for you guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I just drew on autodraw.com. You can look at it.
No, the come on. Listen. You did this terrible on purpose.
Oh, my dear God. It's a long neck.
That is his neck. That's the giraffe's neck.
What the hell is this?
You think I'm trolling. I truly do not know how to draw.
Like, I am incapable. Like, any first grader on Earth can draw better than me.
It looks like your giraffe got into a battle with Rocky Balboa. It has, like, one eye sagging.
I don't even know where the eye is. I don't even know what this is.
It looks a little like Stewie from Family Guy.
It does kind of, it has a football head. It has two misshapen eyes. It's smiling, saying, mm-hmm. of course, its hit giraffe catchphrase, I'm a giraffe.
I'm a giraffe, yeah. Yes. That's Come what on. Giraffes always
he
say.
He did this bad on purpose.
I will call my wife in here and say, is this a normal Akiva drawing? And mm-hmm. she will 100% say yes.
Okay.
This is like, if I had an hour, could I do something better? Sure. But like, you know, with my computer mouse.
Yeah.
I'm saying if I had a few minutes to like All play right. with this website. Right. Or
do
something.
We know what Akiva is yet on this ship?
I got a couple more
this
questions.
Is long. All right. Can we fast forward?
I'm fast forwarding. Don't you worry. Let's talk about some fashion here, Akiva.
You could put warp speed. Yeah.
Yeah, you could put the I'm a giraffe picture into the show notes. I think people would like.
Okay.
Yeah, make this if there were like cover photos you could do for podcasts, I think this should definitely be the new one. Make it the cover of the Renap subreddit. I'm personally putting in the petition for
I'm a giraffe.
Should the giraffe picture be the cover of the best of 2021, Akiva?
Yes, yes. So then people know we're talking about.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, it's the cover of the episode.
Yes, Sam, is it too late to get the artwork redesigned for this episode of the podcast? Sam says, we're good. Okay. All right. So we're good. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about two more clips for you. Akiva, back in October, you and I played a little game called Taskmaster, which is based on a British game show. People have to complete all sorts of different tasks to satisfy the Taskmaster. Grace Leader joined us with an all-star panel when we were playing the game Taskmaster. So you and I were judging our contestants. We had there with us, okay, it was Mary Kwiatkowski, it was mm-hmm. Naomi Calhoun, it was mm-hmm. LaTanya Starks, and the person you were going to hear from in this clip, AJ Norris. And really, that this was a question of how would you spend $100? This really inspired our most recent two-part episode of Fiverr Goes West. Here mm-hmm. is AJ Norris telling us how he would spend $100 on the internet from October 3rd, 2021.
Mm-hmm. So apparently I did not understand the assignment.
Yes.
Because I have a list of stuff that totals
your shopping list.
Correct. Okay.
All right, what's in your cart, AJ?
Perfect. Okay, so I went on an emotional adventure roller coaster trying to figure out how do I spend $100, as I have never had $100 before in my life. So first, I was like, let me go to Fiverr, see what they have going on
over
there.
Yeah, so get 20 things at Fiverr.
Exactly.
Now, he said Fiverr, not Pfizer, in case his audio is not perfect.
Listen, I'll happily go to Pfizer. Yeah. I went to Pfizer. So first thing I saw was a personal shopper for $15. And this person was like, listen, I will pick out 5 outfits in your style for you. And I was like, bet, baby boy. I will happily do that. I like to look fly, obviously. So getting more outfits in my wardrobe, bet. Next thing I saw was someone for $5 was like, I will get you anything from Greece. And I was like, home skillet? I love that. So I went to Greece. Greece.
The yes. country. I mean, not the not country. Like,
oh, we're going with the movie list.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So I went to a jewelry store.
Like
in
not
Greece.
Like a T-Birds jacket.
No. And I was like, what in this jewelry store is worth $5? So I found a $3,000 pair of earrings. And I was like, ooh, they have to keep their commitment. They're rated 5 stars. I will happily give them one. So hopefully they will give me $1,000 earrings and I will resell it and make a profit, at least $6. Then
what? Wait, do you think they're gonna a personal shopper is gonna buy your stuff for you?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was $5. So there was an artist being like, I will paint a picture for your a canvas picture for $10. And I was like, look at my wall. It's white, baby. Let's add some color, something.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that would be great. I would love that.
Yeah.
Could they?
Yes.
Could they? I commission a painting of all of the podcasters from my studio.
Is it one picture, or is it like a million different ones?
Yeah.
So the $10 option was one, and I didn't have a lot of money. So happily, I am a broke boy. So the next thing I did.
Wait, are you spending this money? Did you actually buy these things?
I'm a broke boy. No, I did not.
Okay, fine.
You're a boat boy?
Broke boy. Yes, I'm a broke boy.
Mm-hmm. You're a broke boy.
So then I wanted to be like, I would like to be better than everybody else on this podcast. So someone said they will plant 3 trees in a village in India in my name.
Wow.
So I was like, you know what? Let me be a good person and not even put it in my name. Put it in the name of RHAP. Free advertisement in India for those 3 trees.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Will there be a sign on the trees?
It will just be a picture of your face with the bell. And your face is the bell.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay. What are you at? How much money are you at this point?
$25, $30, $40. $40 so far.
Oh my God.
Wow. So then I had a crisis. I mentally broke down. I was like, I don't know what else to get. And I was like, wait, hold up, pause. This is not my money. So let me just buy stuff that I would never buy. So I went back to my childhood and I was like, I am going to buy the Shirley Temple Little Darling Collection box set.
The Shirley Temple Little Darling box set.
Yes, correct.
What does that entail?
We're shipping 18 movies of Little Shirley Temple.
AJ, do you watch a lot of Shirley Temple movies?
I've never seen them before, so I was like, why not? This is not my money.
They're so good.
Shirley Temple is the thing he knows the most about without ever having seen it.
Why did you want this?
Because it's been haunting my dreams since I was a child. And I was like, let's get you out of my dreams. Let me watch these movies. You
know, how much did that go for, AJ? In my suit.
Monkeys and rabbits. We still...
Yeah, how much did it cost to
watch that? I found it on Amazon for $19.38.
Wow. Her legacy.
Yes, correct.
Here, let me see.
AJ, I think I'm willing to buy you for real. That. I really want it.
Yeah,
like, are they on DVD, though? Like,
here, here, I have the commercial for the Shirley Temple Little Darling Collection.
From Baby Take a Bow to Curly Top and Heidi, America's favorite little darling, Shirley Temple has been entertaining us for generations. And now, through this exclusive TV offer, you can experience the most comprehensive DVD collection of one of the brightest stars in film history. But you haven't seen Shirley until you've seen her brilliantly restored in black and white and in color.
Wow.
I think you need to bring Asia.
Shirley Temple movies are amazing, and we don't talk about it enough as a society.
Yeah.
Understood. I would like to know about it. I need to watch it.
I don't think you're done. I think you're like $20 left too. This is incredible.
Correct.
Drink Shirley Temples.
Yeah. Just like tweet right now, cash at me so I can get my dream. Mm-hmm.
Shirley. Akiva, would you drink a Shirley Temple?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's not yucky
no
juice.
No question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. And also that there's a dirty Shirley. And do you know what that entails?
Tell me.
Rum, 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 rum.
Now you are.
I love this so much with all my heart. So the next thing I bought, I was like,
there's more?
25 left.
That's like the infomercial for the Shirley Temple DVDs. Wait, there's more?
There's more?
There is more. So I was like, what is something I see on TV all the time that I never heard of in real life? And that was people buying each other stars and naming a star after a person. So I said, online, $18.95, I will buy a star in my dog's name. Where'd my dog go? He left. So in his name, I bought a star, and it will be the flyest star in the world.
Okay.
So Netflix starts to crash.
What's your dog's name?
His name Shirley is Gucci. Temple.
The dog's name is Gucci?
Gucci.
Gucci.
Gucci. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. So then, like, art imitates life, correct? So I recently watched a TV show called The Squid Games, and I was like, oh my God, I am a broke boy. They will be picking me up. So I need to learn how to poke those cookies out with those holes. So I bought sewing needles for $2.79. and a stainless steel ladle for $8 so I can cook those cookies and pop them out so that way I can survive the Squid Games.
Okay. Wow.
Now most of us, yeah, all right.
And then I was like, why put myself through that trouble? So I decided to buy fake money for $5.99.
Fake money?
Yeah, it's fake money.
So you're going to become a counterfeiter.
Yeah.
It says fake money on the money, comma, but
so you're going to trade real money for fake money.
I'm a hustler.
Mm-hmm. I believe they're doing the hustling.
So wow. I'm going to be like balling. Like, look, I got money. I don't need to go to the Squid Games and then I'll live.
How much fake money are you buying for $5.99?
I think it was like about like $400 in all 20.
All right, that's a decent. Okay. That's how much I would want that about that yeah. much fake money for.
Yes. And then I had $4.89.
I don't know if it was like a one for one thing that you could only buy like one fake dollar with a dollar.
No.
That's how much money had one fake money. Like you've given it thought.
I've given it a lot of thought. Mm-hmm. I had basically a week.
Because $4.89 or we fake had like, money would be fancy.
Yeah,
are we at like $80 still? Or are we
have $4.89 left, and I decided to buy a beach ball.
Beach ball.
Okay. It goes to my aesthetic.
All right.
Yeah.
AJ, all right. Well done with that shopping list. That's going to be hard to beat. Yeah, Akiva. Did we spend $100 on Fiverr?
I think we were under because we did. Yeah, some of the people didn't come through. I think we were probably just under.
A press release and a theme song. And
none of them were expensive. We probably spent like $90.
Okay. Well, thank you, AJ, for that idea. Great job with Taskmaster, Grace Leader, and a very fun episode back in October. One last clip, Akiva. It had been
number one.
Yeah. It had been. It's not from the variety pack. I'll tell you that right now. But Akiva, we should we do a worst 10 moments of the year for 2022?
Yeah. No, don't. I really don't put that into the world because then people will tweet us like, oh,
worst
that's 10. The bottom 10.
Worst
hurt our feelings for the whole year. Terrible idea.
Okay.
Do it on News AF if you guys are less than.
Worst 10 moments of the year from News AF. Okay. Back in November, we finally got Nicole to guest on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So we're not counting the variety pack. We're not counting.
And if this is the first episode anybody's listening to, Nicole is your wife.
Yes, Nicole Cesternino.
Like if this is the first RHP episode that someone's ever heard.
My wife.
Your wife.
Yes. She joined us. She loves The Sopranos. All she does is listen to the issue. You couldn't pay her to listen to RHAP podcast, but she listens to Michael Imperioli and Steve Sciarippa break it down. The Sopranos know-it-alls. The Soprano-it-alls. And they go through all the episodes. She loves it and listening to these two guys talk about Sopranos all the time. We talked about season 3, episode 7 of The Sopranos. It was a big year for The Sopranos. The Sopranos movie came out. Yeah.
What Nicole else happened?
Did not like it. No, I just feel like The Sopranos, I tweeted out how that every person that's Gen Z is watching The Sopranos right now. I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You said you wanted to do a rewatch.
They had a renaissance.
Yeah, they had a moment.
I do want to do a rewatch.
Yeah.
I'm watching For All Mankind right now, but maybe after that.
For All Mankind? What is that?
It's on Apple TV. It is, it's like NASA. It's about like
Apollo. It's not about Mick Foley?
It's not about Mankind and Captain Jack and all the Cactus Jack. And all
Dude
people.
Love? Yeah. I think I think
it was Steppenwolf's number one show of the year. I don't love space, and it's technically science fiction in that it's like an alternate history.
It's an alternate history. What is it?
It's like, it starts with like what happens if Russia lands on the moon before the US.
Okay. And then what happened?
And then it's just like the space race between the US and Russia. And
yeah. But what would be different? Would we still have COVID?
I don't want to spoil the movie.
Just tell me if we would have COVID.
It's not up to that yet. I'm still in the 80s. Season one ends in the 80s. So I'm not up to it yet.
Well, what's good? Like, do they still have like Rubik's Cubes?
Well, I don't. They probably had Rubik's Cubes.
Still MTV?
They have not mentioned MTV in the first season. I'm sure season two has a lot of
it. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't start it yet, season two.
The Mets still win the World Series or there's no baseball?
Well in the 69 World Series, I'm sure the Mets won.
86.
86 is very questionable. We'll find out. We'll find out in season two if the Mets win the World Series.
Okay.
Well, maybe the Jets go on a rampage.
Can you give me one example of one thing that's different?
Oh, the world is the exact same. It's just like the space race is different.
Well, how does that impact me?
I mean, not every movie has to. How does Lord of the Rings impact you? Some people are naming their kids after Lord of the Rings.
I mean, but it's not an alternate history. I mean, did the
Did the Jets ever win a Super Bowl?
Well, I assume they won the first one on January 12th, 1969. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about if they ever won another one. That's a good question.
But tell me one thing that's different. Why should I watch this show?
Kids are wearing a lot of like Russian shirts, like the sickle and hammer thing in like the Europe. America's not cool. Russia is, basically.
Russia is cool.
Okay. Russia's cool. They landed on the moon first.
Okay. And,
yeah. I don't want to spoil anything else.
All right. So, I guess, and you like it? It's good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, but it sounds like it's not for you. You don't care about space.
I mean, you're not doing a good job selling it. I want to watch the show.
I'm not the freaking show's publicist. Like, it doesn't matter to me.
Check out this show. Kids wear Russia t-shirts.
Well, like, I want to sell this podcast. Like, I want people to listen to this podcast. I had no hand in the making of the television show For All Mankind on Apple. Mm-hmm. So if they want me to write for the third season,
hey, don't you want people to talk about it with, or are you just fine? Like, no, it's all for me. I'm not telling anybody.
No, I'm happy to talk about it with people. Like, I don't think
it didn't make your top 10 shows of 2021.
Because I hadn't started it, but it was like number one on a lot of our listeners who sent them in. I think Seppelwald had it number one also.
Oh, Alan Seppelwald had it number one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now,
when I say it's good,
yeah,
you didn't care. Now, Seppelwald,
yeah,
boom, right to the top of the next watch list.
Yeah, I you know, sit at the altar of Alan Seppelwald.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let me watch one episode and then report back next week if you like.
He didn't have Shameless in his top 50 shows of the teens.
I don't even think he probably quit Shameless after two seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's my guess. Not prestigious enough.
All right. All right. So you and I talked about the show. Alan Seppelwald knows well. Yeah, you like that? I brought it back.
Oh, this guy's a master transition.
Yes. The Sopranos, when Nicole Sesternino joined us and we discussed one of the things that happens often on The Sopranos, a subject you and I have discussed at length before, murder.
Yep. Big murder, guys.
A clip called Robin Akiva Need a Murderer from November 20th, 2021. Akiva, are you glad that in the podcast game, we don't have to whack people? Like, you know, if somebody crosses us, like, we probably just like, we don't like have them on the show anymore. Maybe we'll like subtweet them or talk about them. Like, you know, just like, and people know what we're saying, but we're not like really going to say it. But like, we don't have to go out there and like, you know, whack somebody.
You just turn off their microphones.
Who would be our henchman?
No, we'd have to do it.
We'd have to do it. Me and you were the murderers.
Do you think that Akiva and I could kill somebody if we had to?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think you don't think so?
No, you would turn yourself into the police.
Akiva, would you turn us in? Hold on.
I wouldn't turn
Akiva,
us in.
I would.
Yes, you would.
Akiva, would you turn us in?
I wouldn't turn us in, and I wouldn't flip on you if they tried to like push, you know, put. Pit the two of us against each other.
Now that tells me that you got to get whacked because you are going to tell.
No, I think Akiva could keep a secret.
I'll keep a secret with the best of them.
That was too high pitched. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just don't think we're the right guys to do the murder. I think we have to find like a different person maybe to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say we had Mike Bloom. Like, nobody would expect Mike Bloom to be the murderer. Like, we have him go kill people. He's nice. He's friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would clean his tracks properly, though.
Mm,
he wouldn't wipe the gun.
Yeah. Okay. Let's think about it. Do we have what? Have they like a murder correspondent? Like, if anybody like, do we have like a listener in our listener base who's might be like able to help us out in a jam?
I don't want. See, sometimes we'll do this and we'll get emails from like very specific things, like when we need a mailman. I think like I'm gonna pass here on like getting a murderer to DM like. Yes, I will. Like, don't DM me and be like, hey, what do you want to know about murders? Like, it's not me, but my friend. Like, that always happens. I don't want that here. Mm-hmm. Stay out of my DMs, murder.
Okay. No,
you're welcome to listen to the show, but like, I don't need like to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be complicit.
Okay. All right. We got it. All right. Akiva, did anybody by chance, did anybody reach out to you and said that, hey, what do you want to know about murder?
No, nobody even offered to like answer a single murder question, but I guess we told them specifically not to. And if murders are known for one thing, it's like following rules and complying. So like they heard, don't DM me, and they did not.
Yeah, they kept it cool. Okay.
All right, Akifan, that's best of 2021. What a year. Wow.
Now that was a great year. Now we got to start working on 2022, mm-hmm. you know, spinning some gold. So this is like spinning a 12-hour episode next year.
Yeah. Okay. So we also spun the wheel for next week's episode. It is going to be that we are going to have our big grievances.
Yeah, airing of the grievances, forgive or forget. We're going to tell our listeners whether they should forgive the person mm-hmm. or forget them.
Yeah, forgive or forget you. Are we still accepting grievances?
Yes, please submit. It's in my Twitter feed. It's pretty high up there. Please fill out the form. Give us some grievances. You don't have to. You could be anonymous if you want.
Okay.
So we have more grievances to choose from.
Okay. Of course, if you want to start the new year, sending in ideas, go to robhasawebsite.com/wheelideas and go ahead and send us in your ideas. We added some stuff to the wheel, but always looking for new suggestions. Somebody else gave me an idea this week for this is more of a mailbag idea of that the mailbag be, and this might be a little bit more of a 32 fans idea, a ranked choice mailbag. Basically that you and I each get the whatever 10 mailbag ideas. And mm-hmm. then prior to the podcast, we both rank them and then we see what the basically maybe we need like a third party to take our ranked
prior
choice.
To the podcast. We're ranking them.
Yes. Yes. We rank them privately before the podcast. And then we have a third person get our rankings and then we get our ranked choice mailbag. What do you think about that?
Interesting. Yeah, I think it's worth a try.
A little bit more 32 fans idea. Like this would be maybe like you and Chester, you wanted to draft the games of the week. And Chester was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right. Yeah, I'm up for that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be fun.
I think it's a good idea. All right, we'll try it once in January.
All right. Akiva, anything else?
Not much else. I had a great time doing this for another year with you, and I'm looking forward to.
You're gonna come back for 2022.
Yeah, I will declare my official intent to return for another season in 2022. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the big one is 23. That's gonna be 5 years of Renap.
That's the big one.
That's the big one.
The big podcast anniversary. All right, so 2022. Starting with the grievances next week. I'm excited. We got good stuff on the wheel. I'm excited for bracket season. I'm excited for some other things we got going on.
And one non-bracket season bracket.
Yeah, absolutely. And, who knows? We said a few months ago, hey, we're going to do a live show, and now it looks like we won't, but maybe 2 months from now, it'll look like we will again. Who knows?
Look, the thing that we've learned here is that these COVID streets rapidly change, okay?
I think the plan should be like, if we ever like decide like, you know what, it's safe now, let's do like live shows. We just like do it that week. Like, hey, yeah. Minnesota, we didn't have like months of planning. Like, hey, we're going to meet up on Tuesday and that's going to be the live show.
Because what's the forecast? Like, well, it's not raining right now. Okay, good.
Exactly.
Do it now. What's it going to do next week? Mm-hmm. Who knows? We don't know.
Right. So like the summer, there's like a day that looks good. Maybe we'll just hop on a plane or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Impromptu. All right. Seriously. The Renap audience is incredible. Thank you for coming on these crazy rides with us that you have followed us in all sorts of different topics and everywhere that we've gone. It's been such a fun experience, such a fun ride, like a plane that's or a car that's going to go fly mm-hmm. into the air. You've been mm-hmm. along with us on this wild ride. Thank you for all of that. Akiva, anything you want to plug or promote?
Some very fun NGOGs the past couple weeks, 32 Fans Football, and the finale of the Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast, spoiler alert, it may be the series finale of the podcast. I don't know about the TV show.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I think we're over it.
Okay. All right. So I was ahead of the curve?
You might have been. You might have been ahead of the curve. It gets discussed during the podcast episode.
Okay. All right. The must listen for me now.
Oh, you got talked about. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta put it on.
Mm-hmm. Put it on. Do you need to watch the episode or I can just listen to the podcast?
You should watch the episode. Honestly, you should watch the last episode. Like, you skip the middle. It's fun to skip the middle and then watch the last
episode. We'll do. The problem is my wife hates it. Oh, that's really the thing.
It could be like, you know, like that could be your show. You watch. Don't you have an office upstairs? You can't just like sneak in to the television upstairs.
Let's see. Maybe as I'm putting together some furniture or something.
Yeah, that's the best time to watch Curb is furniture building.
Yeah. All right. Akiva, great job by you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll take you out one last time with the song of the summer, song of 2021 in hindsight. Here it is. Raspberry Pink Lemonade from Will from America. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.